Lily Alone, written and read by Jacqueline Wilson.
It was my fault. We were all sitting squashed up on the sofa on Friday night, watching Coronation Street, the second episode of the evening. Well, none of us were actually watching. Pixie was squatting on the arm of the sofa, rubbing tomato sauce round her mouth, telling us over and over again that she was wearing lipstick like Mummy. My littlest sister Pixie could win the world record for repetition. She's 3 and talks all the time, though most of what she says is nonsense. My other sister, Bliss, is 6, but she hardly talks at all. She was lying on her back on the sofa, twiddling her long pale hair and snuffling into her old teddy. She had her favourite fairy tale book tucked beside her. Her twin brother Baxter was driving a matchbox up and down her legs, pretending it was a car, making silly whining racing noises. I was flipping through the pages of one of Mum's magazines, wondering what it would be like to be rich and famous, and trying to choose which lady I wanted to be. It was hard taking them seriously, because they all had bushy moustaches. Baxter had clearly been busy with his blue biro at some earlier stage. Mum was the only one of us sitting up properly and watching the screen, but I knew she wasn't following all the Corrie people. She didn't change position when the adverts came on. She just sat staring, her chin on her hand, her eyes big and blank. "Mum?" I reached out and gave her a little poke. "Mum, are you okay?"
"Yeah."
"You don't look okay." "Oh, shut up, Lily," Mum said wearily. She was always acting tired now since Paul died. She was too tired to get up in the mornings, too tired to go to bed at night. She was too tired to go to work, and then when she lost her job in the canteen, she was too tired to get another one. She just stayed at home smoking and staring into space. I made her go to the doctor because I was dead worried about her. He gave her tablets for depression. He said it was natural to grieve for a while when you'd lost your husband. I didn't get that. Mum didn't like Paul much when he was around. None of us liked him, not even Pixie, and he was her father. He'd either be yelling and slapping at us, even Mum, or he'd be zoned out on the sofa, looking stupid in his vest and pants and socks. We weren't allowed to sit on our own sofa when Paul was around. Mum muttered that he was a waste of space and a big mistake. She said she'd always had lousy taste when it came to men. That's what I couldn't understand. Whenever she didn't have a man, she turned into zombie woman, acting like it was the end of the world.